Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
The last one that told him what he did, he discriminated out of against five neighborhoods because they were not the problem. And he stopped a fund for flood problems in those neighborhoods. Okay? He created a policy and he voted against, he made sure that funding did not go to those neighborhoods. Okay? So this is a very serious matter. And we're taking it very seriously. Okay? So we've asked our dear friend Rodney Baltimore from Hot 105 to come and be the moderator. As I described, we need another somebody up here. Come on, Jarvis. Yes, you know, we're going to roll three up here and roll three out, okay? And we're asking you, the audience, to participate, all right? We have the Miami Herald. We have a religious writer from the Miami Herald. We have my good friend Martha from 360 AM. You're not... Yeah, and our dear beloved brother Imam Yahya Abdullah, he's simulcasting us. I don't know to how many thousands of people right now. Okay, so we didn't have the opportunity because God's creation rain came, but we're simulcasting our dear Imam Omar. He's simulcasting another group of people in Houston, Texas. So this audience is broad. Okay. One other public announcement. After the rain stops, we have a food downstairs. We have so don't leave. Okay. Don't leave. Stay in fellowship. And with that, I'm going to turn this over to Rodney. And think as I'm turning this over to Rodney, get some courage to replace this three with the questions that Rodney will be posing. Come on up, Rodney.
Thank you. Well, I'm used to holding a microphone, so grab the mic. First of all, my name is Tom Wilson. Beautiful. I am with the top of my radio. Also, I am what we call a man. I am concerned particularly about Black lives. This is from Harlem, Florida, home of Pittsburgh, New Orleans, and Charlotte. So, in my guidance, blue lines for our people, consequently, all the lines will be I always have that panel to identify the preface. This conversation. Will this be one session or two sessions? Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to repeat myself some that they are looking reading for some that they in the audience. I was asked to moderate this forum, and I want to do groups or panels about how to understand this condition or AP voices of African history, minimizing the importance of African American history being taught. Public schools, creating intergenerational wealth, financial stability of our communities, and commemorating Juneteenth as Emancipation Independence Day, not just a symbolic day, but that's something we need to say. Also, addressing the role of indigenous Americans, racial, social justice. And I say all this to say that if you are a resident in the state of Florida, before we talk about Juneteenth, anyone that is not from Southwood but from Florida, okay, if you go further up north, they call 20-something Maine. That is the Florida Emancipation Day. That is the day that generalized Florida's free forms and slaves. Now, we're celebrating Juneteenth, but we have to dollars in that. The market for $20 and on that day, a lot of families from Orlando and all always always have some big celebration party, but no one would be one. It's like simple. You celebrate a thing, but it's a long call. So when I hope next year that we celebrate 20 which is our commitment. In addition to what they celebrate as a state of tax, let's just say that. We're talking about the governor, but the governor and his legislative session is going to be we touched upon redistricting that passed last year in South Florida. Also, rights for individuals voting. So I'm going to preface with some stuff I had written down. We're starting with what they call 1870, which is the South Long and Kids Employee Act, commonly known as Stop-Over. It was a lawsuit that was filed by one commission of educators, students, for colleges, universities, challenging the discriminatory class of citizenship that has really been supported educators and students from engaging in scholarship about 8 grades, 8 grades, 8 grades, preliminary injunction blocks the state from supporting all institutions of higher education. Our college is also a subsidiary joint or more blocked law that for students. And I'm in presence to say, I'm supposed to be a religious, so this is a black church and a college. And the college canceled the event because they didn't want to have a problem with hundreds. Now, the court decision is in place. The preliminary injunction was recommended to restrict the closed by the proof of the Stockholm Act. The lawsuit argues that the Stockholm Act violated the first 14 amendments by holding the 2.95 restrictions on educators, lecturers, students, teachers, and students, faith, and discriminatory, both violates the equal protection clause because it acted with the intent to discriminate from blacks, educators, students. HB 07 specifically targets plans of any restriction of educators going to teach and study. We've got concepts around the legacy of slavery in America, white privilege, anti-racism. It will prohibit higher education institutions from using any money, regardless of the source, to support DEI, CRT, whatever the government has called other students, that's the government all that. The top whole act imposes harsh penalties, including constant discrimination or loss of state funding for educators who are found to violate these laws. So basically, that's what the top will come. It's financial in nature as well as everything in the historical perspective. Government has it called the book handling who are on the host. He said there's a book. This is a government that is not a single book banned in the state of Florida. You can also provide or use whatever book you want. But we know that is not true. And he said, what is a book ban? And I'm going to use reference to the American Library Association. You can find a ban as the removal of a book based on a personal group's objection. It distinguishes the ban from a challenge, which is categorized as any place for whom most friends are. Now, you've heard about the Moms of Liberty. This is a group of primarily conservative, primarily white women who go around challenge books in public institutions like the library. And take one of those books, the challenge has, and that book is removed, it's removed the entire state of the book. Okay? Well, then, some books that you don't find in where I'm at, The Blue Time by Tony Morris. In Miami-Dade County, we had no new farm by a man who that hold their lives on our region. How about Plain County? It's the fire met on a June 1st. And that is a reference to some of the biblical punishment for the fire that time. In Gaffney County, the 1692 fire by the time. In all parents don't, you're not going to find that book the order of the case to see the court. In Palm Beach County, this is how this is entitled to the man. Letter from Birmingham Jail, Dr. Martin Luther King. The Kill the Harking Bird, Harper Lee, which is also a woman. She is the worst. It's critical of how they set out on a run by John P. Staff. You won't find these publications available for our students to study and learn from our history. So, when I said this legislative session, this was a victory for some and a disaster for others. We're going to do all the consequences from the new restrictions on rental properties, the landlord now. For those that are renters, you may not be able to go to a place you know that first, last, one, period. That is no longer necessary. It will be first month, last month, every month you may have a surcharge for maintenance. That is the okay, the both restrictions that we have is that a leaving hit karate punches. And all you can do, and what you can do, is to fight back with that smile, through the punches, and wait for this event to pressure on to find strategy to survive. But these are the forthcoming laws. So I just kind of want to preface that with some things that happened in the legislative session. We do victory for a lot of the ultra-right-wing groups. And now we're going to kind of focus more locally here in Miami-Dade County with some of the history that may not be taught. It's not just behind the sheet here that a number of things. I'm going to give you some local Miami-Dade and sort of history.
Motorola's lawful license that was issued in 2016. We did have
a good candidate for our question. If you look at the election, that was a good thousand, that was a bunch of some of the votes. That was a good time. So whatever candidate you have come up with, you can find the candidate probably progressive rights.
Well, I think it's a very, very important question to ask. Be somebody that can be progressive and build a big kick like Andrew Gillis did, but also be able to challenge him on the cultural issues. You can't be saying nobody's going to challenge you on those issues. So, if you decide to get a challenge on the table, the AP conservative issues like the LGBT community, they have to challenge them. And so, the kind of candidate you need, one that can take off across the rest, and be able to be a strong wall voter, also that can get the vote without all the Democrats stronger. But also, if you look at the last election, all of them are great. So we need somebody that can have that, that can either value issues, but also be able to track the data to get their attention. And the second thing that he said about it, I don't say it, is that if he knows Andrew Gillis alone, I've heard it about the world, that also says that we got to be vocal. The reason I'm not in her today, I can say vocal, is that I'm not, you got to vote your own interests. But if you got him to do it, the more that you all win. So I ain't telling you to vote for a will, not just interest, that's who you vote for.
So whoever goes to that office,
your right hand. We gotta be careful about those people asking people to do stuff that don't have those skills. So we need people with the skills, not just the passion, not just the person that are teachers, but people that have the skills to do the job and have a track record of just doing the right thing. That person does in a very poor condition, not a pyramid, in order to create something. And those that have the skills and wisdom to do so, or the primary, the very important to back people that you know mean well and have the skills to do so.
And I appreciate the answer that we got from our panelists. Thank you. Bottom line, with your principles of education, and that kind of discussion here, what we learn, not just in the school activities, but professionally, we kind of talk about how things see our critical way to it. And for that, they call it intersectionality, which is basically, I'm a white man. I live in my living at the job. My house and everything. I'm a black man. My family system will have some issues because of information, because of racism. I'm a woman with issues. A white soul that CRT, intersectionality, they talk about the critical to teach. And the analysis don't get hurt with. If you want a Bible candidate, one, they're going to support a Bible this person. You have to support them. Two, you have to have people that understand policy. You have to understand process. Understand how I do every intersection from Coastal 95. You don't know everything that's going to be paid. Last question. I hear a change from our community. We have a response to the Walmart. You know, the global sales, there's a bunch of cars, this girlfriend, her girlfriend, they share a room for the kids that want to make that baby made a car, right? The kids go to the social outlet of the world.
By the individual person. We need a kid.
values, principles, a candidate that is showing some ethical behavior, some morality within his own and if we see a candidate that knows how to run home, another candidate that for the first time they ever been in charge of something, and they're in charge of the whole thing. Because these candidates can be effective and efficient for this part of the world. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I don't think that's very simple because most of us are on the shores and have to allow people to come in and every day to come in and set them off. We have to walk with them for the rest of our own. The whole reason is the village. You have to be the yeah, everybody needs to come to everybody in the village. The whole reason of the village is everybody has a kingdom. And stay in the city. The state is going to be well. We're going to be able to walk around with no training habit, huh? It's going to take all of us to raise up and know that we teach. Take a candidate green or whatever it is, no, we're going to be able to create orders to run us and follow the model of all the things that rock today for us.
This is a very serious matter. This is not a matter
that rest on the shoulders of a few of us. So my next recap, please come on. And if you're listening to me, I'm not at this round or next round. Okay? And be as conservative as you got to be. If your name Kevin was not the right, come on.
He said conservative.
Yeah. Yeah, so what I'm asking is for us to think outside of the box. We ask this question, who should be running our city government, our state government? We got to think outside the box. Many of our immigrant brothers and sisters, they come to this country and they support the government. I'm telling you. They don't know that, you know, they want to accept white supremacy because they think white supremacy is the rule of the order. So they come straight from India, Pakistan, and other countries, and they're supporting Republican repressive rules and order. So this is a very serious matter. That's why this matter will be held in every forum we are in. We set it off here with the intent of going to Orlando sometime around the end of October or November. We're going to do the same thing in the state of Florida. Don't tell me about we can't vote, we can't elect the right person. God put a human being on this planet to be elected as the right person. There's no way we can't elect the right person. If Gil was supposed to be in God with our lives, his problem showed up. That's why he couldn't show up. His problem overwhelmed the problem. He had moral issues, and he came out. And God wouldn't allow him to be the governor. Okay? To show us that the right governor got to be picked. Well, I don't know if you can say the right man or the right woman for that matter.
Right.
It's not a man. Yes, she is. Yes, he is. Okay? So the point of this community forum, right, is to inspire somebody in this room. Don't tell me somebody in this room can't be the governor.
Right.
Don't tell me somebody in this room can't be a city commissioner.
Right.
The whole point of it all. What coming here today is that very point. The inspiration God put it up. Don't you think that you can't do it to be the next candidate? Okay? Well, some of our young kids, groom your young child. Don't give up hope.
That's right.
We got a great sister. She's wearing that teacher. She's my great friend. See that t-shirt you got on? What does it say? Danielle again. Okay, Cobb. She's running for re-election. Okay? Those issues that the first campus, all these issues Rodney's talking about, Rodney will tell you, she can be she wants. Okay? So vote for her. See, I'm not like my man over here. I'm going to tell you who to vote for. I understand the citizens, but see, God made me a free man in this city.
Right.
And some of the ballot made me a free man.
Oh,
okay, and in that freedom, I have the right to tell you, can a free person to vote for? Don't stand and say, vote for her. Okay? Because I ain't standing here in representation of no 501c3, none of that. I'm standing here in representation as a human being.
Right.
As God put on this planet to make life better for other human beings.
With that, Rodney, come on back.
He was then that's what leads for them to our death or our hunt. Under the past and death. So I'm going to step away from the trauma will right now that and look at the truth and with that thought that you are your sister, somebody, and spirit, creating you. Then you expect to have love in your heart. You share it, and then you expect to have it come back in. So when I have experienced with someone, after all of that, when I told someone who looks like the God, that I told someone I'm weak and did not speak 8 years ago, that firmly was in my heart and my mind. That was said, I did not stop speaking. Now, here in the adult state of being, and then older person, back over those years, I'm able to put their pain, but he could have lost it. I'm 15 and 20, back to my mother. It started by the name of God. And when you do that, even if you have to keep your mind, hey, he's there. It's done for me. Operation, in Florida, looking at the city, different counties, the one that I've been in the city, they for the people, well, then yourself, what people have they been for. And then when you look for what you are desiring as a person, then you get one of the self-identified a citizen of this state. You know I have a history, as I've studied, or out of the union. If you're in the union, you have a contract. You know about that contract. But we know it's still a law of the land. People being educational system is not denying individuals. Self-aware. Self-aware that you are not your dad. When you cover and up and stop, but it is just coming from on gender issues or on your colors, you're going to get sidetracked. Of what the state has been all of our tournaments. But now for is still up weapons all the assaulted. Not Florida, but we have Georgia and Alabama, but we have Florida sitting here. We have a history and then being dead by someone. People in that. When you see that element in the process, and I'm
trying to make to know that we as human beings, it's all about the wrong. It's a lie to us. You're bound in because your skin is white. I'm cursed and down because the book will tell you one of our prophets, some of it was called the negative, and the son of God, who loved cursing and turned his skin black. Lies. Lies that separated us. That harm us. We can't stand up all right. We are afraid to go against all of that deep because of a loud mouth. And it's the right that's convinced us. But no, you got to take over the rights. If you don't stand up for them, other people will represent your rights in front of you. So what will that get you? If you follow the blind man, and there has been some reference to two people standing out here, it's not just a problem. Follow down fools. So you're going to get worse and worse and worse. So be not afraid of me. I'm not afraid of you because you don't have most of the vice, issues. Turn for me. I'll stand for you as a human being. And I stand as a human being.
Thank you.
So if you want to read on the headline, what that's going to be?
Some Yeah. her self-worth, and
There has been some idea that the end finalized the proof of our Savior, we can't bring it out that we need to take it. And the earlier about the name was about the homosexuality of America. I was thinking a forum in Fort Knox, months ago, and that was a kind of data that he presented to people, the male and the female. But it was also that she talked about the X, Y, and the X that's chromosome. That those two, they don't intersect. The difference is defined by what has been created, not what's been operated on and changed. So that S and XY and X chromosome are enjoying the show. But that is the identity that was given to each and every one of us from the beginning. So if we go back to the originality, we go back to what was created to stay within that natural boundaries, we will not deviate. This is a mature idea. It's a right idea. I cannot produce a child from my eternal being that carry that child and keep that child the Democrat. You know what I'm saying. So, I thought that was most important. And I would ask that I'm not just a person, but this, thought that gave us that information on that. And so, that was the time that I had.
And most of them have a little and
And our goal is to give to God in the best way that we can. So in respect, we're looking for something for us. In respect, we're Christians, we will be talking about the Bible. In respect, the Jews, we will be talking about the Torah. And that was the goal of my Lord. But ultimately, we all share what we call the DNA. So we say that we all are given a book of God, right? So I say that the Quran is the book of Allah. And that book of great words. And the human being is patterned in a very similar and specific way. And on that pattern, they have called the DNA. Right? So how I'm saying, if you pull back, if you pull back, if you pull back, it comes from this message. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written who I am into myself. Part of that, one part came from my father, one part came from my mother. It could not have come any other way. I will repeat that. One part came from my mother, one part came from my father, and it could not have come to the other way for me to be created who I am. So what I was explaining is that we come from an origin, and on the origin there was a pattern. It was chromosomes. So the chromosomes are the X chromosomes, the Y chromosomes. Voluntary and voluntary. Each contributes. Thank you. So, in order to define what that is, that's it. That's the original pattern, the original. That's the one or the other. So, from that, each and other, there was a one that pattern is in the blessing of power and of love. Just like you have Adam, and from Adam being all types of people of all colors, hair types, height, width, whatever. So just like that, from one man, we were given one cell. And out of that one cell came all the cells that make us a human. Now, it doesn't matter if somebody comes, they chop off my right ear. That will not change the composition of who I am. It cannot change what I am. They can chop off my leg, and I'm still going to be someone that XX has. And that XX pattern is what we call a woman. So I was made. So when someone from the doctor delivered me, they looked and they told my parents, right? This is a girl. So that was a genetic condition. Okay, so these people want to say, oh, well, let's try to change the language and all these things that are made. I wanted. So I'm saying to be a woman because there's so much confusion as to what that is. Go back to the past. It doesn't change. You take my iPad, the cells, if you look at them, they will be on the pattern of a woman. There will be sex cells, there will be sex chromosomes, and there will be somatic chromosomes. Within each of those cells, and each of those cells will have the path of a part. So that's what I'm going to tell you about. You're a human being with intellect and mind. And that's why you will hear so many times people talking about the men and women of the human family, teaching the male law, let that work. And what he said is woman is a rule of mind. Because, okay, let me talk to these very intelligent people who need to learn about
Thank you. Well, I think this is the last panel of the year. Okay, thank you. We discussed some things. I just want to thank all the panels for inviting me and thank you a lot.
Thank
you.
And I want to thank you as a gracious audience for this opportunity that this was our
when I put
reaching out. He called me. He said, Mikhail, I already signed up. I'll be there. Because he knows the seriousness of housing. He knows the seriousness. And like I said, that woman that he's wearing that T-shirt, my good friend Corey, who's going to try to get her by for us to hear her re-election campaign. I'm telling you to vote for her. Why? Because she's a good person. He said, and follow her policies. I'm not saying she's a good person. Follow her policies. Look what she wrote. Look at the matters that she raised for the citizens of Dade County. And look what she's done with her life. Right? So what I'm saying to us, let us become an engaging. That's what this is about. This is about engagement. It's about engagement to the point where we are engaging beyond the four walls. My good friend Cam Yahya, he does neighbor to neighbor every month in Jacksonville. And it's not in the neighborhood where the vaccine is, it's in the community. Me and Doc and Omega, we would go to Memphis, Tennessee every month. Every year they call it the Muslim in Memphis in March. Right? And then go out in the community. And I'm saying to us here at National LSI throughout the state of Florida, we have to be concerned for the citizens. That's why I said in Admiral Hunter said the sacred citizens. I'm caring about no 501c3 and no 501c4. It doesn't matter when it comes to the sacred of the human being. Okay. Right? So I say that the sun is back out. This is supposed to end at 5. My good friend Tark came up and told me he got good food downstairs, and we're going to go downstairs and get some good food right now. Okay? And further, I'll fellowship. I told Rocky because I know this community engagement, okay? He is an advocate at his state, you know? And another good friend of mine, Lady Jenkins, I said it's a short notice. They won't call him anyway. He said, Mikhail, I'm going to pull over for you right now. I just got in the car. We're going to pull over, and I want you to text me what you want me to do. Yeah. So we take our first break. Oh, and tomorrow, if you don't have your tickets for the dinner, you can see me or my wife. The dinner is basically paid for. Okay? The sponsor is paying for it. So we're going to be at the Even Hotel. I'll give you the address. Some of you are staying there already. That's where the banquet and further classes will be held tomorrow. All right? So please, don't. We had to get a substitute from salmon to mahi-mahi. But the meal and everything, and we have vegetarian lasagna, right? So I'm asking you to bring yourself and others to the dinner tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. So our dear listeners, praise be to Almighty God as you are listening in at this hour. I'm Martha Nagla Abdullah, and it has given me great pleasure to be here and to be, yes, sir, and to be able to share with you and everything in this process what you heard today, God willing, you'll be able to use it in some instance or another, inshallah. All right? All right. So we played the song Humanity, and we'll be, inshallah, we'll be ending out with, yes, I'm going to take a few videos here now. Okay. Okay, I'm going to take. Take various pictures. Alhamdulillah. Everybody's business. Yet I may not know you. You may not know me. For humanity, humanity. Everybody's business. Yet I may not know you. You may not know me. For humanity, humanity.
What you want for yourself.
No.
With it, I'm talking with it, and I'm moving with it. Man. me and my kids, we on board with serving Allah. I am, yes, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I have a lot to give to Dr. Nasser, because it started with you telling us we can't do it when we spoke in the prison. You told Afra and me, you said, yes, you can. There were about four of us, but Afra and I were the last two standing. And we, alhamdulillah. So, for those who are able to recognize Father's Day, and alhamdulillah, we say to you, happy Father's Day. Okay, let me go now, everyone. We're going to end right now. We'll be connecting a little later at the end.